number two of the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Mike Chambers. Welcome back to the program here. And if you're just joining us, it's open lines tonight. And glad you're with us. The number is 800-313-9443. If you'd like to be a part of the program tonight, we'd be more than happy to have you with us. And the show, is, by the way, is being simulcast on the TruthNet Radio Network. So hello to everyone listening over there, as well as it always is every night here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And also hello out to all everybody listening on low-power FM stations across the number, across the nation. And this is what I get for reading the chat room and talking at the same time. It's a bad thing. For all these micros out across the station, if you're listening, hello. And for those of you who are running these micro-powered FMs, my hat's off to you as always, and I just wanted to give a big shout-out to you guys. I'll let you know that you guys are indeed very much appreciated. I got an email from somebody the other day wanting information, so we got them hooked up with the right people so they can learn more about it. And if you want that, be sure and drop me an email note at mike@midnightridershow.com. And we'll be more than happy to get you hooked up with the right people. So a good thing. But it's open lines tonight. We've been talking about the economy and the fact that the wealth is never destroyed; it's only redistributed. Now, in the case of our economy, what has happened here is during the chairmanship of Alan Greenspan. Basically, you have a situation where the interest rates were brought down on a continual basis. They dropped and dropped and dropped and dropped till the money was almost, basically without interest, very little interest at all, which brought a lot of people into the credit markets, and credit began to be extended to people with less than good credit. And so now as the interest rates have come back up, these adjustable rate mortgages have kicked in. And now, they had like 2-year terms where they would be at a certain rate. Then after the 2-year term, boom, they would pop to a higher rate. Well, that's caused a number of foreclosures around the country because people just can't afford it. Because again, see, we've got the job market that's dwindling. The jobs are dwindling in this country. I mean, I know people with college degrees, people with skills and expertise in certain fields that now they're working in restaurants, Pizza Hut, and other places. Driving a cab or whatever, because there are no jobs in their field because those jobs have been sent overseas. So as the amount of money that people make and are able to keep in their pocket goes down, you also factor in the fact that we're printing more and more money. They're printing it like it's going out of style because, well, in fact, it is. Because we're looking to bring this North American Union in with the Amero, a new currency, which will effectively allow the Federal Reserve, which will have three countries involved now. It's all going to be run out of the Federal Reserve as far as the currency and the banking is concerned. It's going to come from there. They're going to come up with this new currency called the Amero, and they're going to get to roll the clock back another 100 years and play the game all over again. And guess what? You're going to get screwed one more time. But you have Greenspan who had all these all the interest rates down low, and they kept them low, which stimulated more and more credit, credit coming into the market, and people are financing here, financing there. But as inflation starts to rise because they're printing more money, value of dollar begins to go down. They stop reporting how much money is being printed, which further diminished confidence in the dollar, which has continued to cause the drop. You've got countries like Iran who have stopped trading the dollar for oil, because basically our economy has been based on the petrodollar, on the backing of the oil itself. Even though the oil wasn't ours, that's what the oil was traded in, so that gave the dollar some confidence. And now you have countries that are starting to dump this. Iran is dumping dollars. You've got Saudi Arabia who's starting to dump dollars. Our good friend Saudi Arabia. All right, we'll come back more here in just a minute and talk more about it on the other side after the break. This is the Midnight Rider. And you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Is our number if you'd like to join us on the program tonight here on the Midnight Rider. Tomorrow night on the program, we'll have Doug Owen and Lee Rogers with our every 2 week Young Guns Roundtable. Lee has a website called roguegovernment.com and Doug runs blacklistednews.com. And I invite him on the program every couple of weeks and we'd set in basically kind of run through the news. Lee is really up on these on the money and the economy, and so we'll pick his brain tomorrow night as he keeps a close eye on this pretty sharp guy, and we'll get into that tomorrow night. And then Tuesday night of next week, Dr. Jerome Corsi's going to be on. We're going to talk about the North American Union. And it looks like Friday night, the 28th of September, I think we're going to have Jerry Smith on to talk about HAARP, global warming, and other things. He's got three fantastic books that I've been pouring through and looking at that. I'm looking forward to being able to talk to him and discuss those books when he makes his appearance here next week on the Midnight Rider. And like I said earlier, if you get guest suggestions, please let me know. I tend to check the email and stuff as the show goes on. And so I love to hear from everybody. Your thoughts, comments, anything, feedback, and that good stuff. So, please let us know what you think. You know, you got good things to say, bad things to say, whatever. I take all the criticism I can get. So feel free to drop us a note if you so desire. But, you know, yeah, with this economy, this thing is, it has been set to fail. I mean, from the get-go, it's designed for this. And so now you've got Bernanke with his little rein in where you've got the interest rates that had to be raised up to 5.25%. Now they've dropped them 0.5% down to 4.75. Now what that's done, in effect, has put another tax on the people of this country. Because again, when the interest rates drop, that means the confidence in the dollar drops. They're continuing to print more money, which puts more money into the system. And that further drops the value of the dollar, which creates more inflation, meaning things cost more, it costs you more to buy goods, and you're sitting there with a finite set of cash based on what you're making at your job, or jobs at this point, just to make ends meet. And so they're going to continue to do this and try to prop this dollar up for as long as they possibly can. But the thing is with this interest rate cut, it sends a lack of confidence around the world to people who are invested in the dollar. Now we've got China, who's stuck up their hands. Excuse me. You know, a little island country called Taiwan. It used to be called Formosa years ago. Yeah, that one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember. Well, that's where Chiang Kai-shek ran to. Yeah, that's the guy. Yeah. Well, we want to invade it. We want to take it back. We want to bring it back into the fold, so to speak. And Mr. Bush, if you don't allow us to do that, well, we're going to go nuclear on the dollar. We're just going to drop it all. And so now we have the threat of that happening. And here we are, and we have so much debt that's invested through China. And so here's the one country that can basically just knock us off at the knees and bring this whole thing crashing down. I mean, just come crumbling down. Now, you couple with what's happening with the economy and the fact that the opportunity to get a decent job and to have a decent job and to keep a decent job in this country is becoming more and more difficult. There are a couple of reasons behind it. One is the outsourcing. They're sending more and more of our jobs overseas. The manufacturing jobs are going overseas, and the high-tech jobs are going overseas, and more of those are slated to go. They're saying another 40 million jobs, high-tech type jobs, are going to leave this country in the next 10 to 20 years. So they just keep pushing more and more of it out. Problem is you've got a government here that's actually encouraging this process to take place, where they're giving business tax breaks to these huge corporations to move their operations overseas. Our government is actively itself trying to kill the economy in the name of globalism. But when Rashid over in India will do the job much cheaper than Bob will over here, then they leave and they go over there. And then when Rashid starts liking it and liking making a little more money, Rashid's going to start wanting more money. And then these large corporations are going to go, well, Rashid, this was great, this was fun, and sorry, you know, we just can't do this anymore. And so they moved to Indonesia, which companies are starting to do now. And we've got huge corporations here in the United States. Procter & Gamble has huge operations in China. And all over the world. And this is happening everywhere. More and more of our automobiles are being made down in Mexico. I think the only automobile that's totally assembled here in the United States is Toyota's. It's incredible. So we've got a Japanese car maker who actually makes American cars. How that all comes. I mean, most of this is becoming so absurd. And so we're sitting here and we're watching all of this. So the jobs are being sent overseas. At the same time, we have this rush of illegal aliens that are coming across the border. And it's not just Mexicans, folks. It's people from Asia, from Europe, from the Middle East. They're coming from everywhere because they're seeking opportunity. And I understand why they're coming. Fact is, we've left our border wide open so they can do it. And so now you have these. The government says 12 million illegals are here. I would estimate it probably 30 to 40 million. So you have a huge number of illegal aliens in this country that are working for next to nothing. These huge corporations that are still here are benefiting from it. And so they further pushes you out of the job. And when you have these higher paying jobs that are being shipped out overseas, that starts to drive the wages down to where everything's going to meet in the middle, right around minimum wage or just above. Well, you're not going to be able to feed your family. You're not going to be able to keep your house, not going to be able to keep your car or anything. Why? Because you're so far in debt, because your house is financed, but you don't really own it because of the property taxes. And then you get your car, which you finance, which costs about a half as much as your house now. It's literally insane. Let's go to the telephone. Walt in Utah. Welcome to the Midnight Rider. You're on.
Hey, Mike. This is Toss the Kitty in the chat room. I wanted to call in several times. These shows, being on the West Coast, it's hard to get time. I have to shove it out into the late evening, you know?
Right. Sure.
But I've been going through the forums and reading, you know, what a lot of people itching for a revolution, man. I just see it. Everybody wants it. And I just it ain't going to happen. The government doesn't want it to happen. They want to boil the frog, man. I've been in this thing since 1990 and way back before Bill Cooper was on the air. All we had was shortwave back then.
Right.
And, it's been going on a long time, and they've been boiling the frogs very successfully, and I can't see any reason why they wouldn't want to continue it to be the same process. And now we have a generation of absolute morons. I mean, these kids that are coming out of school are they're train wrecks. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. And the ones that choose to rebel now have latched on to kind of a socialist rebellion.
Right.
I have the suspicion that the Bush administration and this entire thing was just nothing more than a giant setup to smear capitalism, free enterprise, the Constitution, Christians. Look at all the things that Bush likes to say to the rest of the world. He loves to call himself a Christian.
Right.
And the first thing I think is, please don't, man. Don't
exactly.
Associate. God, you know, I mean, really, thank you for the damage. And, you know, and I look back at 9-1-1, and I look back at a lot of the stuff, and I almost have to believe that a lot of this stuff was done intentionally sloppy so that they could blame it all on the Constitution.
Hold on a second. Well, we'll talk about it when we come back after the break. That's a good point. We'll dig into that more when we come back. This is the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. The number 800-313-9443 if you'd like to join us here on the program tonight.
Mm-hmm. Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Here on the Midnight Rider, we're talking with Walton, Utah, also known as Toss the Kitty, in the Midnight Rider Show chat room. What a name, Toss the Kitty.
It's actually a band name.
Oh, really? Really, yeah, Toss the Kitty.
Yeah, I have a couple of CDs I put out. And the first song was kind of a parody on throwing a cat out the window, because hence the name of it. But
it's the name. Okay. Yeah. I mean, we were talking before the break about the possibility that they wanted us to know about this. That's exactly. An interesting point.
Exactly. I mean, there's always going to be a preponderance of the public that are never going to let go of their love of government. That, you know, we're just raised with this mommy Democrat, daddy Republican mentality. People just they look to government as their parents, and
right.
you know, God forbid you should ever say anything bad about them, and that's why they lash out and they refuse to believe any truth. But it seems like there's also a number of people that are accepting truth, or they can see some of it, but it almost seems like a bait and switch operation, you know. When Clinton was in office, you know, everybody screamed, you know, the left is the left, they're taking away our rights, the left is taking away our rights, and of course they were correct. And then Bush comes into office, and, you know, now it's the fascists, they're taking away our rights, they're correct, you know. And so, you know, they pit these two sides against each other, and they you know, it's your turn, it's your turn, just like a football game. It's crazy the way people think. And but, you know, a part of me, you know, I see this. Someone had written something a long time ago about the pendulum swinging from fascist to socialist, you know, back and forth, bigger and bigger, you know, right. Meanwhile doing nothing more than pumping up the size of government and stripping you down and making you a slave. And it seems to be working rather well. And my concern is, you know, it may seem silly, but, you know, I look at the movie V for Vendetta, and the movie is just, you know, a fantastic movie. Everyone loves it.
Oh, yeah, and, it is.
But people, they can't see what it means, okay? If you look closely at the movie, he hands a red rose. And then that is, the red rose is symbolic for one world socialism. Mm-hmm. Okay, if you look it up in Wikipedia, you'll find out pretty quick what that red rose is. Right. Everyone in there wore the same face. There was no individualism.
Right.
And everyone was unarmed. And it's just, you know, people need to see what they're being driven to, you know, and I think it's kind of a mental revolution that they're trying to ignite. I don't think they want a physical one by any means. I don't think the government wants it because, like I said, they're boiling the frog. Very well.
Right. Yeah, and from the standpoint of a physical revolution, if enough of the people of this country were to come over to our side, they'd even if you get 5 or 10% of the population to come to our side, they're vastly outnumbered. And of course you know in your own country you can't start using nuclear weapons, so you're going to primarily stick with a conventional type war. And when you've got people that are fighting for their homes and fighting for their kids and their families, you ratchet things up a little bit. That's why they're having so much trouble in Iraq now, because the Iraqis realize that we're over there to steal their stuff.
Well, one of the side benefits that these guys get from creating these wars is to take our young and strong and send them over to a foreign country and kill them off.
Right, exactly.
Screw them up. And so that, you know, there's not much left here in the United States in terms of a revolution. I know that the government fears a turnabout of their own military. They have
fear
that.
Well, it's close. I mean, you've got generals over there in Iraq right now that have said that basically if we come to September and the surge has not been successful and they try to go further or they try to go into Iran, there are going to be generals and naval officers who are going to revolt. I mean, they point blank have said it. And
yeah.
So I mean, these guys are looking at their men, all of them are kids, and saying, am I going to send my kids into more of this slaughter and more of this hell where they're totally screwed up, they're getting depleted uranium all over them, and why? So they can continue to be shot, and some of these people are even being shot by the very people they're training.
Of course.
You know, so it's a no-win scenario for our troops. Our troops really are in a no-win situation. Regardless of what they do, it's going to be wrong.
Well, we're not over there to win anything. We're over there to create havoc and suppress the oil output so that they can control the prices. And there are some other benefits for other countries in the area. And, you know, and like I said, the side benefit is to pulling our young out. And, you know, if they do a thing with Iran, I mean, oh, man, you know, that's just like, boy, talk about... nobody will have anything else to talk about but that.
Exactly. I appreciate the call. We got to run to a break. Thanks
okay,
for calling.
Thanks,
thanks for listening.
All
and
right,
please
bye-bye.
Don't toss the kitty. We'll be back in a minute. If you want to join us, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider. I'm Mike Chambers with you on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Here on the Midnight Rider final half hour of our Thursday night edition here of the program, August 20th, 2007, as we move into the 21st, depending on where you're at, across the fruited plain here. And glad you're with us. And I want to say real quickly thank you to producer Manny, who is minding the store tonight for us. And Manny and John does the Monday night show, do a super job putting this program together. And I'm just so thankful for them that they put the calls in. I can actually concentrate on what I'm doing and what I'm talking about, because I actually do a program by myself where I take the calls and do all of it. And it having that lifted from you and having good people like Manny and John there to run things and keep everything straight, they do a job that is irreplaceable in this and makes it so much easier for me to do. And I just wanted to give them a nice big shout as well, because a lot of times these guys that are behind the scenes don't get any credit whatsoever. And Manny and John both deserve it. And so when you call them to the program to get on the air, you tell them thank you. And because without them, we wouldn't be on here. Because they just keep it all, just keep grease. They don't panic, nothing. They're just nice, mild-mannered, and everything just comes off so great, which is really cool. And I'm very thankful about it. 800-313-9443 is the number. 800-313-9443. Walt in Utah earlier had brought up the point that this whole thing was pretty sloppy, and that they might have done it on purpose. You know, I think in some ways, maybe they did, you know, to get us just to focus on those type of things. But I think, too, that it was really a test of the propaganda that's been put out by the mainstream media, and how much people will lock into what's being said by these talking heads in the mainstream media. I mean, you go to a lot of people. You go to a lot of people who, and talk to them about this, and they just totally freak out because they sit there and tell you and recall what was on television. And you know, he's just, you know, it's just incredible how the level the propaganda had, how successful it has been. It was just incredible that these people were, one, able to pull it off, and two, sell it in such a way to the American people that the American people bought it hook, line, and sinker. I mean, think about the coverage of that day back in 2001. And it's very similar with what happened here in Oklahoma City, where I'm at, in 1995 with the Murrah Building bombing. The initial reports on 9/11 from the media were people were hearing explosions. You had reporters saying that they were hearing explosions. You've got video from Rick Siegel's 9/11 eyewitness video, where he's across the river in Hoboken, looking out back across the river, and he's got cameras trained on the towers. You see smoke appearing from out of the bottom of the towers, just seconds before they come down. It's obvious that there's a blast, because there's one camera that's mounted on a tripod close to by where the towers were at, and somebody's there. It's an amateur photographer, and the thing visibly shakes like it's being vibrated. Well, obviously the sign of another type of explosion. And yet none of that after the second tower came down, after the North Tower came down, none of that was ever discussed again. None of it was ever brought up. I'm actually really surprised that they continue to replay this stuff on the anniversary of 9/11, because you would think that it would make more people wonder what's going on. But people have been so sold on the idea that four aircraft and 19 guys with box cutters hit 75% of their targets. And two of those targets, the fire was so hot that it melted steel, when their very own pieces of evidence contradict everything that they say, including with the Pentagon. But the conditioning to believe what the mainstream media has said is so intense. And breaking through that is tough. Now, granted, as I said earlier, the audience for the mainstream media is dropping. They're losing ad revenue as people begin to go off and do other things. Plus, you've got the TiVo thing too, where they'll tape it and come back, and that's causing a loss of ad revenue. But also, people are getting more and more of their news from the internet. College age students, by majority, say that they prefer to get their news from the internet. They believe it to be more accurate than from the mainstream media, and that number grows daily. And wow, as a matter of fact, there's a guy in the chat room here who his dad identified bodies at Oklahoma City. It was a gruesome place. I've seen pictures from the inside where they pulled people out, and my cousin worked there And he's told me stories about what it was like being in there afterwards and trying to rescue people. And it was really sick. And to find out that of course was a government op. Another sting gone bad. And I need to get Ed Haas on here regarding an article they did. Oh, I guess it's been about a month and a half ago that didn't get a lot of play. And regarding a possible sting operation on Osama bin Laden that was to occur right around the time the towers came down, which really brings it, you know, throws a lot of things into question, brings up some really interesting points. And I may try to get them on one night regarding that. But the level and the sophistication of the propaganda is so huge. And like I said, people have been so conditioned over the years to totally believe everything that they hear and everything that they read in a newspaper or that what they hear on radio and what they watch on TV. And that's where the difficulty in waking the population up is at. Is because they're so entrenched into the media. And, you know, I mean, you can even go back to the Kennedy assassination, where essentially the media of the time, ABC, NBC, CBS, are complicit in the cover-up of Kennedy's death. They show a clip of a press conference with Kennedy's traveling press secretary there at Parkland Memorial Hospital, where he talks about how Kennedy is dead. But they have the part that they cut out and don't show any longer is that the man talks about the fact that he was shot from the front. But you've had the mainstream media who've covered that up now for over 40 years. And there's a level of complicity that I think we're just now starting to come to realize. Dooley in the chat room, you might email me at mike@midnightridershow.com with some contact information, because I might have somebody who might be interested in getting in contact with you regarding what happened that day down at the Murrah Building. And even in that, after a few hours after that occurred, and the spin machine took place, and you get all the spokespeople and everything there, again, no more mentions of secondary devices, which they removed from the building. The ATF admitted they had explosives in the building. You have a Ryder truck with a ammonium nitrate fuel oil bomb that, according to measurements from Ben Parton, was not able to. To cause some of the columns that came down and were destroyed to even be touched. I think one was like, it had like 27 pounds of pressure on it. That was it. And in the months afterwards, and then for about a year, there was some talk in the city, you know, asking a lot of questions about what was going on. We've got a local reporter here by the name of Jana Davis, who's, I don't think, as a matter of fact, I think she's living in California now, who's written a couple of books about the Murrah Building bombing, where she had evidence regarding Arabs and that type of thing and took it to the FBI, and they basically told her to get lost. And then after all of that stuff disappeared, plus the video of the Ryder truck taken from the Regency Towers, which is an apartment complex, which sat across the street from the Murrah Building, and still does to this day, by the way, would have shown who got out of the Ryder truck. Well, they've never released it, but yet they said they were going to, but never did. And so we have a number of pieces of evidence that have never been released, but yet we've got one guy in prison by the name of Terry Nichols who was involved with it. You've got Tim McVeigh who was involved with it, but we've still got a number of people who were also involved with it that are running around scot-free. And of course, Tim McVeigh didn't talk. But you have the population believing that it was one guy, possibly John Doe number two, and Terry Nichols. Terry Nichols hanging out in Kansas helped build the bomb. Michael Fortier knew about it but didn't say anything about it. And you got Tim McVeigh driving up in front of the Murrah building, parking, getting out of the truck at 9:02 in the morning on April 19th. You know, that but it goes off and it totally takes the building down when the measurements show that wouldn't happen. It was especially when the blast pattern shows that the explosion occurred up and out. You've got a number of people who have ended up dead afterwards because of obviously because of information that they knew regarding in the regarding the ATF. But none of that is talked about. The stories about the Murrah building bombing all focus around Tim McVeigh and Terry Nichols. You know, so that's it's just the level of sophistication of the propaganda is so big that they can be sloppy. And it doesn't matter. I guess in some ways, it's just a demonstration of their arrogance, of what they're showing us they're able to pull off. I mean, look, this was quite the little coup. But the key to unraveling all of that about 9/11 is Building 7. And yet, the vast majority of the population doesn't know anything about Building 7. And when you start presenting it to them, they go, what? What are you talking about? Because, again, people are so in shock. Yes, it was covered on the main street. Well, heck, you've got the BBC an hour before the building came down saying that the building had fallen. And there's this Jane Stanley standing in front of it, in front of a window, and World Trade Center 7 is perfectly visible. Incredible. But yet the vast majority of the people fall for the official story, even though the official story has changed a number of times. You've got the 9/11 Omission Commission who left out many, many huge pieces of evidence, didn't want to follow the money trail regarding these hijackers. Well, of course, we don't want to follow the money trail because we go from General Mahmoud Ahmed, who had wired $100,000 to Muhammad Atta in the days preceding 9/11, of course, and then you take that back because he was the former head of the ISI, which is the Pakistani version of the CIA, which has deep ties to both the Mossad and the CIA. Plus, you've got Muhammad Atta with a Mossad past. You've got Muhammad Atta working out of Huffman Aviation, which was a flight school where they were teaching these guys how to fly. Muhammad Atta also has ties to flying planes for the drug trade. Oddly enough, Jeb Bush used to use Huffman Aviation to fly him around. But none of that's talked about. It's all mashed and squashed, and it was Osama bin Laden from a cave, and they had all these secret chambers and all this stuff, and all of that stuff is made up, and it's been proven to be made up. And now they're trying to pass off some derelict looking guy as Osama bin Laden, and again to keep the fear up and keep everybody afraid. It's just amazing. And now we're in a position where with this government basically is telling us they do not give a rat's butt about us or what we have to say or what we think. Now let's take the case of the war here. 29% approval rating for the president, 11% approval rating for Congress, and Congress was sent back with a mandate to get us out of Iraq. They've done nothing of the kind. Every budget issue that's come up, and by the way, most of this war has been financed off budget, by the way, through supplemental spending bills. But every time the Bush has come back and wanted to increase troop levels or wanted additional money, they've just gone right along with it. Oh, yeah, they put up their little fight, and Bush says, oh, I'll tell you what, I'll let you raise the minimum wage. Oh, well, great, we'll go along with it. We're going to sign it. It's a great victory. Great victory for American people. The minimum wage is going up. Meanwhile, more of our kids die in a war that was based totally on lies. The American people are tired of it. Congress gets a mandate to do something about it and doesn't do anything about it. They're flipping their nose at us. Flipping us the bird, folks. I mean, they're just giving us that one-finger wave. And we're just supposed to sit back and go, okay. We're just all here hot and happy and just having a great time. You know, it's mind-boggling that more are not putting the pieces together. But then again, I talked to a lady in a store the other day that knew all about chemtrails. And she said, you know, it's amazing how they've come through the back door to kill us all. Back in a minute, final segment around the corner here. This is the Midnight Rider. You're listening to the program on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
But now they're gone.
You know, it is interesting how over time, you know, we've been treated like lab rats, literally and figuratively, that they do different things to see our response. Hurricane Katrina is a perfect example. And I'm sure that in the case of 9/11, there was probably a level of that in there as well. I think that's very very interesting. Quick call here, John in Tennessee.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, how are you? We
good.
Got just a couple of minutes here.
Okay, first off, get a hold of Colonel Craig Roberts. He's got all the skinny on Oklahoma City bombings.
He certainly does. Also, another guy I know by the name of Chris Emery. We're going to get on, and we'll matter of fact, I may get them both on. We'll just do a whole show on the bombing there, because there's a lot of people who are now involved in this that don't know anything about it.
Yeah, and the other thing with the Kennedy assassination, Mom, when that happened, naturally I was a little boy, but my dad saw something on the TV that just made him laugh, because he thought that the government thought we were so stupid. The first rifle they hold up was a Mansfield Carcano, an Italian rifle.
Right.
Then when he's arrested in Dallas, they're holding up a German Mauser. Two different rifles. One you couldn't hit a bull in the butt if you were standing in a barn with them, and the other one highly accurate.
Right. Yeah, as a matter of fact, if I remember right, the Mauser rifle was a sniper's weapon of choice on the German side.
That's right. And on the Russian side, it was the Moisen Nangat. I fired Italian rifles. You can't hit nothing with them.
Well, now we know why they lost every battle they participated in. I mean, if you go back and look at early World War II, you know, the Italians had the piece of the pie in Africa, and it was the Germans who had to go down into Africa and bail their butts out.
Yeah, it was. The Italians got beaten back in Malta. Come on, it's Malta.
Yeah, exactly.
Rhode Island could take Malta.
Well, a group of Cub Scouts probably as well. Yeah. I want to get Chris and Craig both on to do a show about that. I've had Chris on my other show before, and he's a personal friend of mine. He's a filmmaker, and he has information on the Murrah Building bombing that he shared with me that will literally curl your hair.
And then there was a woman that wrote a book recently called The Second Man or something like that.
Are you talking about Jaina Davis?
Yes, that's her.
Yeah, she was a former reporter here in town that had a lot of information, took it to the FBI, and they told her to get lost.
I'm surprised they didn't bump her off.
Well, she's very lucky, because there was one cop by the name of Terry Yakey who was killed, and it was ruled a suicide, but even the autopsy report shows that the bullet that entered his head came from behind, and who you know, slashes their wrists and slits their throat, and then crawls for over a half a mile through barbed wire and fields.
Yeah, and while he tied himself up too.
Oh, and that too, you know. So.
Yeah, I remember reading about that. Yeah, he was tied up, and then all this other stuff happened, but it was a suicide, you know.
Yeah, and another guy was a pilot flying his personal plane. And it somehow mysteriously crashed as well. I mean, there was a number of people
that saw
some things they shouldn't have seen.
That was the Bermuda Triangle. Don't you know that?
Mostly, it sucked them right up.
He was flying over some chupacabras, and that's what happened.
There you go. John, I appreciate the call. We're out of time. Folks, find somebody you love.
Have a good night.
And tell them you love them, and spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That's why we're fighting to save this country. Good night. We'll see you tomorrow night. With